following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra with advanced stain blocking starts at just $31.98 a gallon. Freshen up your home and save with the top-selling paint and primer in one. Visit homedepot.com/paint to find your perfect color and see why it's better for blocking stains, even on tough surfaces. Behr Ultra, now with stain blocking starting at just $31.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Monday morning, everyone. Great to be back in studio with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. After spending the last few days at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha watching some riveting and exciting and outstanding wrestling, and we just continue on. This Saturday, it is the State High School Dual Tournament Championships for wrestling at UNK. State High School Swimming and Diving is Thursday through Saturday in Lincoln. And then the next two weekends, girls state basketball, boys state basketball. Then we're into March Madness and the Masters and so much going on. It is the continuing cycle of that lovely world we call sports. Doug Duda with you on this Monday, and we are going to roll along through quite a few things today. We will have this championship Monday talking to the state championship coaches from Grand Island, Central City, and Amherst. Mike Shadwinkle, Darren Garfield, Tyler Herman will all give us a few minutes now that it has set in on their multiple state championships. We're also going to talk with Monty Kratzenstein outside of the studio here this morning. One of those things that pop up and you got to wonder, well, what do I think? What's going on? What happened? Ken Clark, his passing, and Monty was a teammate of Ken Clark, died of a heart attack apparently Saturday at the age of 46 up in Minneapolis, the seventh all-time leading rusher for the Huskers. And just did some great things from the Colts. He played with the Colts in the 90s from 90 to 92 in 34 different games, over 3,000 yards rushing in a Nebraska uniform. And his signature game was one where everybody came to see Barry Sanders play with Oklahoma State. Nah, Barry had a good day. Ken Clark had a great day as well, 280-plus yards in that contest. And he was also picking up three touchdowns in the ball game, as he had 256, excuse me, that day, and three touchdowns in the win over Barry Sanders and Oklahoma State, including scoring on the first play.
Wide to the right goes Morgan Gregory. Tight slot right is Richard Bell. Ken Clark, the I-back. And the fullback is Brian Carpenter. Steve Taylor looks at the five-man Cowboy front, takes the snap, hands it off to Clark, cuts back left side, 30, 32, 33, 35, broke it, out across the 40, 45, he may go, 50, 45, 40, first play from scrimmage, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! the first play from scrimmage. And Ken Clark does his Oklahoma State Barry Sanders imitation. He broke three tackles at the point of attack, used the blocks of Sledge, Keeler, and Brian Carpenter, and the Huskers are on the board on a 73-yard touchdown. The point after, up by Drennan, it's good. With 13:55 to go, first period, Nebraska 7, Oklahoma State nothing.
Of course, the voice of Kent Pavelka, longtime radio voice of the Nebraska football team, and that was Ken Clark. We'll talk with Monty Kratzenstein about that coming up on the program today. The NBA All-Star Game, Danica Patrick taking the pole in a NASCAR race. You know what, NASCAR folks? If you want people to talk about NASCAR, you need things like this to happen. And Danica Patrick on the pole, Jeff Gordon next to her. That's amazing because I know. Without liking NASCAR, those are two of the most hated drivers in NASCAR, Danica Patrick and Jeff Gordon, and they are on the front row for the Great American Race Sunday at Daytona Beach. So we're looking to that as well. Whatever you want to comment on, you can call us, you can email us, you can Facebook us, you can even tweet Jeff at ESPN 1460 1550. Our Facebook is Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, and check us out there. Of course, the email, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, home of the Dent Popper inbox, and that's where we take all of our emails. And, of course, you can call the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Monty Kratzenstein joins us right now, and Monty, he texts me a cool picture. I mean, anytime that something like this happens, you seem to find some photos where Kratzenstein and Clark were, I assume that's at the end of a touchdown celebration. But Monty, sorry about the passing of a teammate and a friend of yours with the Huskers.
Yeah, Doug, it's, been on here a lot of Monday mornings, and this is obviously a little more somber of an event. But, you know, it's also one of those times where you can look back on a lot of good memories and a lot of good times with a guy who, you know, really was a great Husker, but also a great person too.
What do you remember about Ken Clark, the player? Because, again, you know, when that popped up this weekend, I think it was the same reaction from everybody. Oh, Ken Clark. Yeah, when did he play? I know he was great, and I know he was one of our best running backs, but if you were going to rattle off the 10 leading rushers in Nebraska history, Ken Clark wouldn't be the first name you mentioned.
Oh, always forgotten, you know, and obviously because I played some, he was the I-back my junior and senior year. Obviously etched in my memory, but you're exactly right. If people, you know, for a long time until the last few years, you know, he was number five on that list, probably one of the top five career rushers in Nebraska history. He was so unassuming, you know, he was not flashy. He was not one of those guys that, he certainly wasn't the typical prima donna of an I-back that there are out there. He was a true warrior. He was one of those guys. You know, he came from Bryan High School, one of the few players from Bryan that played at Nebraska. You know, and he was just one of those guys that was a grinder. And he was like that, in the training room, in the weight room, and off the field too. He was just so unassuming that people forget. But when you start to look at his statistics and look at some of his games, he was as good as there was.
Monty Kratzenstein with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, remembering Ken Clark, who passed away apparently from a heart attack over the weekend at the age of 46. It seems to me, Monty, growing up and following the Huskers as a kid and into high school and into college, they all kind of look the same, from Jarvis Redwine to I.M. Hip to Rozier to Keith Endzone Jones, Ken Clark. They all seem to have the same running style. Talk about Ken as a player, because he just kind of fit into that I-back mold.
Well, you know, they all have individual styles. And, you know, and if I was going to, you know, it's hard to compare Ken to some of the others because he wasn't as flashy. He didn't have that breakaway speed, but you know, he was the king of I call it the 4 to 15 yard run. You know, he just had so many of those tough yards after contact, never seemed to go backwards, sort of a run. I would, you know, Karell Buckholder is a guy that maybe his career stats weren't quite as good as Ken's, but Karell Buckholder was a guy that had a good NFL career that maybe I would compare Ken to. But again, he just wasn't flashy, but he did so much. You know, those I-backs, you know, he was carrying the ball you know, 20, 25 times a game. And, you know, those guys get beat up. And he was the one guy that I remember, you know, always in the training room. You get to know those guys in the training room, the locker room, more than, you know, necessarily what the media does in press conferences. But he was a guy that, he was always out there practicing. You know, he had a bad toe his senior year, bad ankle, and he was just always out there. So it's, you know, he's not a DeBose. He's not an Amon Green. He's not one of those flashy guys that's going to constantly bust a long run. But he was, you know, if it was third down and three and we wanted to run a toss sweep, you know, he was a guy. He was the guy that could do it.
He went on, was an eighth-round pick of the Colts and went on and played every single game in 1991. His pro career maybe didn't take off like they thought it could have at the time. I think a lot of Nebraska running backs entered into that same fate in the pros, but the Colts weren't necessarily that good either, but he was good enough to play for the Colts and get in all 16 games in 1991. Take me through the game, though, that everybody's talking about, Monty, where everybody came to see Barry Sanders in his Heisman Trophy year, and it was Ken Clark that really out-dueled him. Sanders had a whale of a second half, but the game was put way away by that time, and part of it was because of Ken Clark.
Well, that was an interesting game because at that time, you know, both teams had such great offenses. You know, Oklahoma State was, again, more flashy with Gundy and Hartley Dykes and Barry Sanders. But they came in, and that was a time when Oklahoma State never beat Nebraska. But they were, I don't know, of course, what the line was on that game. But, you know, it was an even sort of game, and this was supposedly the year that they were going to get us. And everybody's talking about Barry Sanders as they should have been because he was as good as any back in college ever. And, It was the Ken Clark show, and Ken Clark's runs, it was so interesting because every single one of Ken Clark's runs that he had seemed like was he ran through a tackler. You know, he just couldn't be tackled, and they could, you know, they didn't have a very good defense. Our defense struggled stopping them, and I think it was a 60-some to 40-some game, which was just crazy. In those days, that was really crazy. Nowadays, that isn't as big a deal, but, you know, Kenny, the thing I remember about that was after the game, you know, he had, you know, if ESPN would have been as big a deal at that time, you know, he would have been all over ESPN. He didn't even go to the press conference afterwards. You know, he's just like, nah, I don't want to talk to those guys. I don't need to talk to those guys. It's not a big deal. You know, he talked to out in the hallway, out in the locker room, you know, a couple of beat writers got a couple of quotes from him, but he didn't even show up at the press conference, you know, and that's just the way he was. And it wasn't because he was big-timing anybody. He just was like, ah, they don't want to talk to me. I don't really have much use for the media, it's not a big deal. And that's just the way he was. And, you know, nowadays, that isn't the way it is, you know.
I also wanted to ask you another topic here about Nebraska mm-hmm. football before we let you go. So I don't want to just cut the Ken Clark side off. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about Ken?
No, it's just, again, one of those deals. It's a cliche, but, you know, too young, you know, I feel bad. You got a five-year-old son, I think, that certainly it's just a sad deal, but he's got a lot of contacts in Oman. There's a lot of people grieving about it, but you know, there's a lot of great memories of Ken. He was just a good guy, and it's too soon, but you know, unfortunately that's sometimes the way it is.
Barney Cotton, Sam McEwen had the story over the weekend in the Omaha World Herald, and it has blown up a little since there. Barney Cotton seems to be the guy that catches all the crap from Nebraska fans out here, and he has been moved on the staff to a different position. He's going to go to tight ends. He's also going to be working with the running backs, it looks like, a little bit here. Your thoughts on that?
We've learned long ago that there's certain guys on the staff that seem to catch heat no matter what. And it's always been interesting to me why people go after Barney the way they do. Anybody that's been around Barney for a significant length of time in practice, in the meeting room, Barney can coach football. Again, he gets, there's a lot of things that have happened that he gets the blame for, and I don't really understand why, but the people that are around him know what Barney does for that program. People can spin it however they want to, but this isn't a demotion. Barney is a big picture sort of guy. He's a coordinator. He looks the big part of it, and a lot of reasons why they're doing this is because of the development and the skill level of John Garrison, who does a tremendous job with those offensive linemen. And so John can take over the more offensive line. Barney can do the tight end stuff and will continue to work the offensive line, but he will also work a lot with the X's and O's. He was very instrumental in coming up with game plans with Tim Beck. Tim Beck, as the offensive coordinator, gets a lot of credit, as he should, last year with that offense. But Barney was instrumental in putting together a lot of those game plans and a lot of those packages. And so, you know, what do the kids say nowadays, Doug? Haters will be haters. That's just the way it is. But I certainly think that sometimes it's, in this case specifically, it's overblown as far as this is concerned. I think it's a good thing for Barney. It's a good thing for the program. I don't have anything negative to say about those things that are going on there.
Well, hopefully everything stays intact. And again, I think all this cohesiveness just helps the football program. Did you coach this weekend at the Snow Jam? How'd things go?
I played a lot of role this weekend. I coached a little bit. There were some great teams. A lot of people in the Kearney and surrounding area to those Snow Jam tournaments. I can't believe how many people come from. And speaking of Husker football, I said, and I also was a site supervisor, so I spent 13 hours over at Kearney High School doing that. And I sat and talked to Tom Banderas. Tom Banderas had a kid that was playing, so I sat during one game and with him. Brian Carpenter, the fullback that was mentioned with Kenny Clark a lot, he had a son playing. Eric Crouch had a daughter playing. And actually, I think there was a Boat League sighting or two around Elm Creek. There's a lot of people in town. And that's what's so fun is, you know, a lot of those teams from Lincoln and Omaha come out. There was so many teams, and you get to see a lot of people we hadn't seen for a while, and all those old guys like to then talk about our kids. Don't talk about ourselves, we talk about our kids. It was a fun deal. Great weekend.
Well, we'll discuss that maybe next time you're in as a co-host here in the next week, Monty. Hey, we thank you for giving us some time, as always, and appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Former Husker Monty Kratzenstein, teammate of Ken Clark. That was the main reason we had Monty join us here for a couple of minutes today on Ken Clark's passing. Seventh all-time leading rusher right now at the University of Nebraska. A heart attack over the weekend at the age of 46. Also, the position move for Barney Cotton. We're going to continue to roll along here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and get into our championship Monday. Tyler Herman, head wrestling coach at Amherst. Then Darren Garfield, head wrestling coach at Central City. And Mike Shadwinkle from Grand Island. They're all coming up right after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that batteries eventually give up, but we never do. Not when it comes to service. Need a new battery? At Advance, we'll install an autocraft battery for you. Free! You shouldn't have to give up any more of your hard-earned cash for great service. There, I said give up, but just to make a point. Give up. At Advance? Ha! Never. Fast, free battery installation, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
With purchase on most vehicles, see store for details.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP, but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines.
He's the 2013 recruiting class, Bo's Best.
He told these guys to have their butts ready to play when they get to Lincoln.
Sean Callahan is at HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, Tuesday the 26th. The Indian Head Golf Clubhouse, Grand Island. Call for a reservation. Wednesday the 27th at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney on the 28th.
Edge rest the line play. Nebraska took 6 defensive linemen and 5 offensive linemen.
6 p.m. each night. Made possible by TNL Irrigation. Proven technology that works. And by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A wind advise remains in effect for our area today as we'll see partial sun and some cloudiness with temperatures holding fairly steady. Northwest winds will stay at around 20 to 40. For tonight, we'll head back to a low of 14. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 37.
We are the champions, my friends.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Back from Omaha, and usually wrestling's over, but with the duels coming up this week, you've got Kearney, Grand Island, Lexington, Central City, Amherst will all be competing. 32 wrestling teams will be at UNK on Saturday. And with Snowmageddon coming in on Wednesday night, we're going to do our best to bring you all the sporting events that we can, and you just have to anticipate that Thursday there may be a lot of movement, and that is sub-district final night for the boys. And I am pretty sure with this much of a heads up, a lot of the schools are already making plans. Let me just make my suggestion, folks. Don't cram the boys' sub-districts and the girls' district finals onto Friday. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. NSAA, if you've got a say in this, don't do it. Play it on Saturday. Move everything back. Put the do whatever you got to do. The boys' sub-districts could play on Saturday. I mean, they don't go to state until, good Lord. I mean, they got the district finals next weekend. You know, whatever you got to do. I know it's Monday, Tuesday. Just don't cram it all into one day unless you absolutely have to. Friday and Saturday are available, so we'll see how that plays out. Lunch specials Monday through Friday at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Steak sandwich with choice of any side item for $6.99. You can't do any better than that at the Chicken Coop. Happy hours there from 2 to 5:30 to recap the weekend or get ready for Monday night basketball. Big Monday going on, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the college hoops, whether it's just rewatching the state wrestling tournament. They've got it all there for you. If it's on the tube, it's on at the Chicken Coop. And don't forget their party rooms are available for your get-together, whether it's to celebrate something, whether it's an office meeting, maybe it's getting ready for graduation this May, they can take care of you at the Chicken Coop. And don't forget, in Kearney, Monday night, every Monday night, bull fries and fries, only $5.99. Chicken Coop. It's the Kearney and Grand Island locations ready to take care of you. Well, I hope everybody got just a little bit of rest on Sunday. Even I dozed off, and thank God I wasn't driving at the time. Tyler Herman, our first of the three state championship coaches, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Four consecutive state titles, eight consecutive years now, excuse me, I believe it is, that they have brought home a trophy. And Tyler, congratulations. And now, once again, that it's kind of sunk in, have there been any new thoughts that have popped into your mind from the amazing weekend?
Just in complete shock still, I think, after the round we had Saturday morning. I tell you what, Doug, it was quite a roller coaster ride this weekend. You know, as well as we wrestled on Thursday, putting eight kids into the semis, had about as bad as a round as we could have on Friday, going 2-6 in the semis, and then a darn near perfect day on Saturday. We went 15-1 in all our matches on Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. The only match we lost was at 132, and that was the last second takedown. What I thought was kind of a questionable call, but I tell you what, I don't think it's quite sunk in yet what we've done, but this will definitely be a state tournament I'll never forget.
Let me take you to a couple things that we didn't touch on after the meet on Saturday when we had our brief interview. One is, it doesn't matter what the sport is, if you don't have people around you that are helping you and contributing and working with you, it's pretty darn tough to be successful. And Dave Klingelhofer was confident, and not just saying we could or we might or we have a chance. He was telling a couple of people on our broadcast, you know, Coach Baker and some folks like that, we are going to win this. And it is strange to me that he had such confidence there, and he was right. And then in basketball, you can, or you know, volleyball, you can go 4 or 5 points in a row, 4 or 5 baskets in a row, and the crowd continues to get more amped and more amped. Well, that Amherst crowd, with the great seats that they had on Saturday, it seemed like each kid was just feeding. Even though that match might have been a 2-minute or a 3-minute pin or go the full 6 minutes, I was wondering if you could kind of touch on both of those and your thoughts on how that played into Saturday's success.
Well, Friday night after that bad semifinal round, we went back to the hotel and we had a team meeting and talked to the boys about, you know, what we needed to do the next day. We didn't talk a whole lot about the team race that night. We said, you know what, guys, a lot of times kids lose tough semifinal matches and they get through that next morning and they just throw in the towel and they fall off to sixth place. And I said, we're not going to do that. I said, we're going to show what type of character we have here at Amherst, and I want all 7 guys coming back and getting third. And I said, if that's enough to put us back in the spot that we want to be in for that team state title, it is. If not, it's not. But I said, at the end of the day, we'll worry about the points. But right now, I just want you guys to when the pressure's off, just go out and wrestle and have some fun and show some guts and show some character, and that's exactly what they did. Dave, you know, he's Mr. Optimistic all the time. You know, no matter what, I think we could have been down by 60, and he would have said, we're going to do it. There's nothing that he thinks we can't do. The boys, Friday night in the hotel, when we talked to them, there's a lot of tears, lots of tears. You know, guys that have planned on being in the state finals or guys that had goals from early in the season to be a state champion, those goals were obviously lost when they were defeated in the semifinals. But that just shows you what these kids are all about, what kind of character they have. Yes, their individual goals they couldn't be accomplished, but they knew they had to rally in order for their team goals to be accomplished. They put the team first. It seemed like once we got going with Dawson Trampy that morning, things just kept going and going and going. And I've seen it a lot with our team in the last 9 years I've been head coach, where we get some big wins and it keeps rolling and rolling, and it also goes the opposite way, where Friday night in the semis, we lost some heartbreakers. And, you know, it's tough when you sit there and you watch your buddy get beat in the semifinals. It does take a toll on you. You know, I think that's part of what kind of happened on Friday night. It just kind of snowballed. But then the opposite happened on Saturday morning. We just kept winning and winning and winning. And I knew, I had a pretty good idea, if we got everybody in for third, we'd be ahead going into the finals. But I was thinking more like maybe 12 points or so, maybe 15. And deep down I knew in order for me to feel comfortable, we needed to be ahead by 20. And all the bonus points, man, we scored 14 bonus points with 7 pins Saturday morning. Just unreal. And it's one thing to score bonus points and get pins the first round of the state tournament, you know, if you're a district champ wrestling the kid that got fourth at districts. But to get all those pins Saturday morning in the medal rounds when you're wrestling against other state medalists was just unreal. The guts, the character, the perseverance that our kids showed, I couldn't be more proud of those boys.
Not only were they were pin wins by a couple of kids that technically probably were underdogs in those matches to even win. And they come through and they do that. We're talking with Tyler Herman, Class D state champions. And Stuart Hercock, if I've got this right, is the only state points you lose for next year. I guess the only silver lining, or is it a silver lining, that now that you don't have to come up with motivation for next year because you're going to have 7 semifinalists, well, 6 of them with Weeches winning, but you have 6 of these kids saying, you know what, I didn't get to the parade.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're going to be hungry, that's for sure. Obviously, we won another team title, but next year we'd like to have more individual titles. You know, in a perfect world, we would have had all 8 guys in the finals and all 8 guys champs, and that's not the way it happened. You know, but next year we have a good, solid core of kids coming back. Like you said, the only state tournament points we lose are Stuart Hercock. Eric Rasmussen was a qualifier as well at 52. But, you know, I think we're going to be right there towards the top again next year. And, you know, if we had Colin Dibbern healthy at 160 this year towards ACL at our invite, and there's no doubt in my mind he's a state medalist if he's healthy. So, you know, with him in there, that might have put us over 200 points, and maybe the team race isn't as close as what it ended up being. But, you know, I think next year we got a great shot, but we're not talking about that yet. We still have the state duels yet to come this week.
Yeah, what's that like? You're supposed to be able to relax now, and that's not the case. You're the number one seed going into the duels. You'll have Maxwell up first, and Pender's going to be waiting on the other side, wanting to crack at you guys. What's your approach this week?
I think what we're going to do today is we'll just kind of have what I call active rest. We'll kind of stay off the mat, and we'll get the kids a good workout in, but let them heal up a little more from the 3-day weekend. And our approach is that we're taking this state dual tournament serious. We want to win another state title. You know, how many sports? There is no other sport in high school in the state of Nebraska where you could win, a team could win 2 state titles in 1 year. So we're looking forward to that opportunity. We have a lot of work ahead of us yet, obviously, with Maxwell and teams like Plainview, East Butler, Pender, you know, possible matchups down the road there. But our goal is to win another team title, and, you know, I think our kids are excited about it. You know, I heard some teams that said they're not so excited, they're just ready for the season to be done, but we're not taking that approach. The thing I love about it is I could take all 19 of my guys down there and they all get to sit on the bench. Whether they were a state qualifier or not, they're going to be sitting down there on the bench with us at the state duels this weekend. Another reason is, you know, if we wrestle Plainview or Pender, we got a chance for revenge. You know, we lost some quarterfinal matches, some semifinal matches to those guys, and nothing would make my guys happier to go down there and knock them off this next weekend.
And, Tyler, I know, and I want to just get a comment from each one of the coaches. The big story up to Thursday was Olympic wrestling going on, and I know you were at the trials last year, so you have firsthand experience of how exciting that is. What's it going to take for that to stay an Olympic sport?
Well, I tell you what, I think a lot of the countries around the world are going to rally together. You know, Russia, the big sport in Russia is wrestling. Iran, there's a ton of countries that their main sport is wrestling, where they're achieving a lot of their Olympic medals. Obviously, I think they're all going to get together. They're going to fight as hard as they can. I don't think this thing's over yet. I got a lot of confidence and a lot of optimism that, you know, everybody's going to come together and they're going to get wrestling back in the Olympic Games as it should be. You know, one of the oldest sports, Olympics, wrestling was in the Olympics back in 1896. I just think it's ridiculous what the IOC did. It was kind of kind of blindsided everybody. You know, the people of the wrestling world had no idea it was coming. And there's no doubt in my mind that they'll get it reinstated. You know, I think there were some comments last week I was reading on a chat room about, you know, who's this going to affect? If they do decide to do away with wrestling at the Olympic level, who's it going to affect? Is it going to trickle down to the college and high school levels? No, I don't think so. I think it just affects a very small percentage of those elite wrestlers that, you know, have that ability to be on the Olympic team. As far as high school participation in the sport of wrestling, it's as good as it's ever been. There's so many colleges at the NAIA level that are adding wrestling. We just need to keep doing that at the Division I level. But like I said, in my opinion, wrestling is going to get reinstated. There's no reason wrestling should not be in the Olympics, one of the oldest sports there is.
All right, Tyler, we appreciate your comments and your thoughts. And, hey, again, congratulations on this great run and continuing it with another state championship this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate you having me on here.
You bet, buddy. Tyler Herman, head coach of the Amherst Broncos, Class D state champions. Brian Weeches and Stuart Hercock were state champions, as you heard. They had 9 medalists overall. Pender brought home 5 state champions and did not get the win. In the last 2 years, they would have set the record for points scored in Class D, and it was only good enough for a second because Amherst was just a little bit deeper. So congratulations there. We're going to talk with Darren Garfield of Central City here in just a moment, and Mike Shadwinkle from Grand Island. A couple other notes. Congratulations. You know, O'Neill, Kearney Catholic did some things that their teams have never done. O'Neill was the runner-up in C, and Kearney Catholic was finishing third with just 4 kids. Alex Keating, a 2-time champion. Thomas Conley wins a state title. Alex Cantrell gets second. Damon Rodriguez gets fourth. Kearney High, Hunter Bamford making more history. 4-time finalist, winning it for the 3rd time, just a point away from being a 4-time champion, and just keeping that even keel, a little smirk on his face or smile the whole time. Not a very vocal guy, just goes out and does his job. Want to remind folks as well that Nolan Laux, the first wrestler from Hastings since 1997 to win an individual state title, and he's got 2 years left for him, and he does it undefeated, so congratulations there. And we've got some great high school wrestling photos up from the whole weekend from all over the state on our website at PlatteRiverPreps.com. If you're a fan, if you're a mom, a dad, a family member, a coach, a teammate, check it out. You might be on there as well. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com and check out all the high school wrestling photos as well as all the sports photos from throughout the year. There's some real great ones up there, and we can't thank our staff enough that takes care of the photos for Platte River Preps. Let's stay on the phone line now with Darren Garfield, the head wrestling coach at Central City. 3rd state title here in the last 5 years. They love that odd number year. Congratulations, coach.
Hey, I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know what it is about the odd numbered years, but they've definitely been good to us. So
CBC, so they even went up there and thumped Scott a couple of years ago, and things are going well for the Central City Bison. And boy, what a Saturday you had. Kind of in a different situation. It was as close could be, but going in, you knew, everybody knew that you were the favorite with your 4 kids against the O'Neill kids, who were basically underdogs in all 3 of their matches. But you went 4-for-4, brought home 4 individual champions as well.
Yeah, it was an exciting day. We knew Class C was going to be probably the tightest race in all the classes. You know, and not a lot of people were talking about O'Neill before the tournament. That's a team that is just on the rise, doing some wonderful things. I have very much respect for Coach Corkle over there. Their kids came ready to wrestle. They had an outstanding tournament. It was fun to see them produce the way they did, and just made it for an exciting day, for an exciting weekend for everybody.
Talk about just the tournament overall as a whole. You've been in this race enough to know kind of how to approach it. How did you approach this last weekend?
Well, it's a little different this year for us. You know, we like you said, we have won a couple other ones before this year, but each year has been different. In 2011, when we were able to knock off Scut, we had to use our depth. You know, that was a year where we had 9 state medalists, only 1 state champion out of the whole bunch, and you know, so we kind of won that one through our depth. This year was totally different. We only qualified 7. You know, guys for state. We knew we had to maximize our points. We had a lot of high-end point scores with our 4, you know, really good seniors. But going in, we knew they had to hit on all cylinders. There was no margin for error. And, you know, that's a lot of pressure for those guys to, you know, to think, boy, not only do I have to win a state championship, but I've got to max out my points here, too. So it makes for a lot of pressure, but they handled it well, and we're able to get the job done.
We're talking with Darren Garfield here, the state champions of Central City, and you've always had just at least one. I mean, I see that Connor is going on to the NAIA Nationals after this weekend. You've got some kids that are going to the next level and doing some things. And the Jakes, Jake Anderson and Jake Brown, Central City was mentioned for wrestling. Those were the first two names that came up. In and out of the room, these guys have been there their whole career.
Yeah, these guys have, you know, like you said, they've been here throughout their career and done such wonderful things. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch those guys go on. They're both signed with Shattern State College, so I think it's going to be a good place for both of them. They have a lot of respect for Coach Hunter over there and what he's established. There's, you know, Shattern's getting a lot of really, really top-notch recruits in, so it's going to be fun to see that program continue to get better over there. And so, you know, we're going to definitely miss those guys, but it will be fun to follow their careers and see how far they can go there. No doubt in my mind they're going to be very successful. They just have the work ethic. They have what it takes to be successful at any level they go to.
You guys are in a different position this Saturday than the other two coaches we'll be talking with at Amherst and at Grand Island. You guys are not the number one seed in the dual championship. You're the number 5 seed. Tell me the dual team, your perspective, your thoughts going into this week.
It is a totally different, you know, dynamic when you get into this dual state meet. You know, I would say we're probably not a great dual team. We just, our depth is not what a lot of the teams around the state are. You know, you'll see multiple teams there that have qualified, you know, 10, 11, you know, bodies for state. We only had 7. That being said, you know, we're going in there with the mentality that we're going to go in and try and win the darn thing. We're not going in there to take a beating. So we do have to hit on all cylinders. Again, our big guys, you know, I think our record, dual record this year is somewhere around 12-3, something like that. So we feel battle-tested. We feel like we're ready for this. But we are going to have our big guys produce. And so that's what it's about. You know, we're excited for the opportunity. It's going to be fun to be part of this for the first, you know, the first time that they have this thing. It's going to be fun that we get to be a part of it. And so we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Darren, will you be full or will you already know you've got some opens?
No, we have 14 spots there. So, I'm, you know, for, you know, if, unless something happens between now and then, we should be full as we go into it. So,
all right, buddy. Well, we will let you get back to your day. We will see you on Saturday at UNK. And, again, congratulations and best of luck this weekend.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate you having me on. Thanks so much.
You bet. Darren Garfield, head coach, state champion, Central City Bison, bringing home the Class C championship. And congratulations to all of those that brought home the individual titles as well. You know, we mentioned a couple of things here. Don't want to overlook Arapahoe and Southern Valley, a couple of their kids. Not just a couple of their kids, but Arapahoe had 2 in the finals. I mean, they weren't expected to have 2 in the finals. And even though Patrick Gardner and Tyler Kipp were runners-up, they had a great run. The thing I'm noticing is maybe some new schools starting to get into that team race now as you see some turnover. We've talked about it all year in other sports where you're really seeing a big turnover in teams that are starting to improve and maybe replacing some teams that have come to the end of their run. And those are a few of them I think you're seeing in the sport of wrestling. Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island is going to join us here in just a moment. But, folks, it was such a beautiful day yesterday. Hope you got out to enjoy it because it's changing here in Nebraska. But when summer gets here and your crops need the water, you need to beat the heat and do it with the best value purchase around, a T&L pivot system. Maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution, covering your crops, and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. You can call T&L or check out one of your many local T&L dealers today. You can also go to online at TLL.com. TLIRR.com. That's TLIRR.com. It's TNL's proven hydraulic technology. It works. It's easier on you for a lifetime, and it makes the summer so much better, and the fall when you're harvesting that money so much better because TNL was in your field. Check them out today, your local TNL dealer based right here in Nebraska, covering the entire United States and 60 countries worldwide. We'll be right back.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports, Wi-Fi, internet, to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. I believe successful teamwork is the foundation for successful business. Makes sense. And when you meet face-to-face, you work more effectively, obviously. But with clients and coworkers all over the country, all over the globe these days, on the go, coming together is impossible. That's why I've used and use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. We use it at ESPN regularly. It's the powerful and simple way to meet and collaborate online. Doesn't matter where you are. Whenever you need to connect, it's there. It's just a click with GoToMeeting to share your screen and work on the documents in real time. All you need is a webcam, and you can see everybody and see them in HD video. It's like meeting in person. It is so easy to launch. I figured it out. So easy to join a meeting using your computer, phone, or even your tablet. Even present from your iPad. GoToMeeting. Try it free now for a month. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is bull.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advise remains in effect for our area today as we'll see partial sun and some cloudiness with temperatures holding fairly steady. Northwest winds will stay at around 20 to 40. For tonight, we'll head back to a low of 14. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 37.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Couple emails I want to get to on the program. You're more than welcome to join us as well by firing your emails off to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Right now, they're going over the whole Cal basketball deal where Coach Montgomery shoves one of his star players, Alan Crabb. Is that what it is? Crabby Crabb? I haven't even. Heard with the weekend going on, but gives him a two-hand shove to the chest. They're going to suspend Coach Montgomery. It just depends on how long, a game, a couple of games. That's going to happen. You can't do it. Of course, then the kid comes out and lights it up. And then he goes, don't shove me, man. You know, don't shove me. Come on. So he gets a little emotional over on the sidelines, as you would imagine it would. Wouldn't want that happening to any of our friends' family. But again, just one of those deals in the world of media that we see so much of anymore. Let's go to Rich and Kearney, who says, hey, Doug, can you explain why the Kearney-North Platte girls' district game can't be played at a neutral site? They're going to make Kearney and North Platte travel tomorrow night to play at Millard West. The NSAA needs to use some common sense and play the game at Lexington, Holdridge, Cozad, somewhere that's a neutral site. Millard West is not going to have much gate revenue when each team just brings a few parents. Well, I can't explain, and I'll tell you what, Richard, when I saw that, I immediately got in contact with Mark Armstrong at Kearney High and said, will this be one of those games that you move? And he said, no, it'll be at Millard West. I can tell you why. It's probably just whatever the reasons are, the one that they can give you and that they're going to say is scouting purposes. Scouting purposes. Millard West is going to want to watch that game to see who they're playing and get some styles there, and they earned it. I do believe, and they've already done this, if North Platte and Kearney were playing in the district final and it was at Millard West, then they would, you know, the Millard people, go ahead, find a place out there and play it somewhere, you know, play it wherever you want in Lexington or Gothenburg or something like that. But because it is the opening round of districts, they want all four teams there so that they can see each other and scout each other and, you know, in wild card instances, which this will not affect, it could have something to do with that. So there's a little bit of what would the reasoning would be behind it. I know that's one of them. I know that that's crazy that Kearney and North Platte have to travel to Omaha, but that's the way it is. That's the way these guys have decided they want to do things now, and there you go. And the storm shouldn't affect them by playing on Tuesday night. So that's one of the reasons that I know for a fact. We are here back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, continuing our championship Monday as we take a look at the Grand Island Islanders winning their fifth consecutive state championship. The last Class A team to do that was Omaha South, who got their fifth title back in 1960, which was probably just a day or two before Mike Shadwinkle was born. Coach, congratulations once again.
Thanks.
Well, let's reverse this a little bit. We've kind of ended our last two interviews talking about the duels, but you are the number one team. You're used to coming home, putting everything away, relaxing, taking that deep breath. That can't be the case this week if you want to be serious about the duels, which everybody was to get this going. So how are things different now that you're back from Omaha?
I think, I don't know how the kids are. I mean, I've talked to a few of them here and there, but, you know, most of them are just enjoying what happened this weekend, and certainly want to give them a little bit of an opportunity to enjoy that. You know, but we also have more to come and more to do, and so, you know, it starts as early as this afternoon. We'll sit down and we'll start looking at what we need to do, and we'll just get prepared and ready to do it again next week.
I would think from a standpoint, if you're the number one seed and you will have what you should have is a dominant favorite over a number eight seed, that even if it's a little time-consuming to get the fire going again, by the time that first duel is over, the competitiveness is there, and all the guys will want to finish this off, not just for Grand Island, but all the other number one seeds as well.
I would expect so. I would expect our kids to step up and be ready to perform this weekend. It's new. It's different. You know, who knows what kids are going to do and how well they're going to perform and how well they're going to bounce back from doing everything that happened this weekend to regroup and get ready to go this weekend. And I guess that's our job as coaches, to try to get them mentally prepared and physically prepared as well as we can and have them ready to give their best when it comes around again on Saturday. You know, and this isn't just about the one seeds. I mean, everybody's got to step back up and be ready to go. You can't tell me that the guys that are on teams that are seeded second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh aren't, you know, a little tired, a little, you know, emotionally drained from this weekend too. You know, it's all of us that we've got to try to regroup our teams and get ready to go.
Grand Island coach Mike Shadwinkle with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show after their fifth consecutive state championship over the weekend. I got at the beginning, with all the changes going on Saturday, that some of the media folks weren't going to be overly pleased because they thought it was going to take forever, and the time maybe 5-10 minutes one way or the other. But since I knew you made the comment to one of the television reporters, I just thought I'd ask you the same question because I already know what your answer is. Your thoughts on the changes at the state tournament on Saturday, which really didn't change the format. It just kind of changed a little bit about what they did presenting the championships.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the changes that the NSAA and Ron Higdon made. I thought, you know, I certainly recognize why people like the tradition and the way things have always been done. And, you know, anytime you make changes in something, that some people are going to resist that. But I really felt like it was a lot better. I felt like the flow of the afternoon was better. I felt like, you know, when there's that big break in the middle where they stop and award half the awards, it just drags. And for those kids that are upper weights, you know, they're trying to get mentally prepared and ready to go compete. And then all of a sudden everything stops and they, you know, everything grinds to almost a halt. And then it's just, okay, finally, now we can get going again. And I just liked how it went. I thought it was a lot more smoothly ran. I thought everything was a lot better.
Now let's get to the wrestling here before we obviously let you go. Did you ever think that this team was in trouble? And I know I brought up that the team ended up with 11 guys to start on Thursday, but did you ever think that you were in trouble of not getting this team title?
Yeah, pretty much every day of the entire season. You know, at various points during the year, there was lulls in that doubt, and there were moments where I felt a lot better, like when we won the duel so handily at the Flatwater Fracas over Burke, I felt better again. You know, and then I had to start getting geared up for the prep invite, and then after we won that, it didn't really subside much. I was pretty nervous after we only won that tournament by, you know, whatever it was, 8, 10, 15 points, whatever, it was close. You know, and then when we lost our two kids that last week, you know, I really felt like it was still possible, but, you know, I was definitely nervous the entire time. And this whole weekend was absolutely crazy stressful just because, you know, they kept scoring points and kept winning matches and kept scoring bonus points. And, you know, that Saturday morning was absolutely crazy just watching them go out there. And, you know, they had six, seven, whatever, was it? They had eight guys or seven guys wrestling, six guys, whatever, wrestling Saturday morning. It was, you know, it was just madness going on the whole time and them scoring points and putting guys into the third place match. And I was nervous as heck all day long, you know. And then our kids just kept coming through. Just, you know, every time it was our turn to step on the mat, we just kind of quietly go out and pin people and keep scoring points and keep hanging in there. You know, and then when the finals came around and they lost their first two matches, it was just like, oh, we got a chance now. We can do this. And then it was, you know, it just got a little better throughout the day as we kept winning finals matches.
I know Thursday night when folks said you only have five in the semifinals, which for a lot of schools, they'd be doing backflips. And we did get to see a couple of cool ones of those on Saturday as well. But those five gentlemen then bring it home going 8-2 in the semifinals and finals.
Yeah, I mean, we were put into a position where we had to win on power. We had to win that way because we didn't have as many, you know, we only had three kids wrestling Saturday morning. So we had to get it done Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Otherwise, it just wouldn't have happened. So it was, you know, we had to win on power points and we had to put kids in the finals and we had to win those matches. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking to me. We'd be talking to somebody else.
I would have never called the Burke coach. You know that. Mike Shadwinkle with us for a last second here. Mike, tell us, so what will the Islander team look like next year?
Who knows? It's a crapshoot every year, it seems like. you know, obviously, you look at our lineup, we have a really nice, strong core of juniors and sophomores, and so we've got some freshmen kind of hiding and waiting in the wings too. And so, you know, I feel like we're going to have a team that's going to be very competitive next year. You know, I guess at some point I'll sit down and look at the state tournament from this year and look at who's got all the power points returning. And I don't know if we're the favorite for next year, but I know I'm going to spend the next, you know, 11 and a half months working my tail off to getting our kids ready to go try to do it again. And you know, that's all I can do at this point, but I feel like we're going to have a good, strong team again next year.
Well, Mike, again, what you've done with that program since taking it over is amazing. Congratulations on all the success, and hey, we'll see you Saturday over here at UNK for the first ever duels.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I appreciate all the coverage, and you guys do a great job, and love getting any exposure for our sport, so we appreciate it.
Hey, Mike, thanks, buddy. Take care.
You bet. Thank you.
Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach of your state champion Grand Island Islanders, fifth consecutive year. We've got some dynasties out there right now and some teams trying to chase them down, which always sparks a little, I don't know if animosity is the word, but it it brings up some things. Man, I'm tired of Amherst winning. I'm tired of Grand Island winning. I'm tired of Scott winning. I mean, it used to just be Scott, didn't it, folks? It used to be Scott. Well, now you've got a couple other teams that have really put together a run in Central City, three of the last five. So there's some big boys on top of the mountain, and it'll be news when they get knocked off, whether that will be next year or a couple years down the road. We will take a break here at the Midway Auto Dealership, but not before we remind you that Midway is out at the Cattleman's Classic this week with a great selection of inventory. Stop by, see what they've got going on at the Cattleman's Classic. You can stop there. You can stop by Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can also check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Cattleman's Classic and Truck Month. That just goes together, doesn't it? You're in there, you're saying, I need a truck to take care of my farm work, take care of our folks on the farm, on our ranch, and they can take care of you with Rams, Silverados, and so many more. Check them out today, Truck Month, at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com, or if you're in town for the Cattleman's Classic, you'll see them as well. We're back after this.
Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm a busy mom with three kids, and I know what it feels like to struggle with weight loss. Looking back, after my last baby, my weight really caught up with me. I can remember feeling overweight, unhappy, and I had no energy. I lost the weight, and years later, I've been able to keep it off. That struggle is why I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called ReFirm.
Try ReFirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. ReFirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells.
And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free ReFirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Segolic and I are in the midst of the Listerine 21-Day Challenge towards a healthier mouth. They guarantee you'll feel the difference in 21 days or your money back.
This Listerine Total Care stuff does it all. Strengthens teeth, restores enamel, kills bad breath germs. They're like six benefits in one.
Yeah, your breath is better. I don't even have to hold my nose anymore.
Well, that's weird. You don't sound any less nasal.
Come on, this voice is pure gold.
Pipe down. For more info on the Listerine 21-Day Challenge and the money back guarantee, please visit Facebook.com/Listerine. Listerine.
Boys, sub-district basketball action comes your way Tuesday and Thursday on our network of stations and PlantRiverPreps.com. On 1230 AM KHAS, Donovan Trumbull will take on the Nebraska Christian Superior winner, and St. Cecilia will play Blue Hill. On Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic will play the St. Paul Centura winner, and Minden takes on Gibbon. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Adams Central plays Central City, and Sandy Creek takes on Grand Island Central Catholic. Girls districts Friday and the state dual tournament Saturday. It's all coming your way this week.
A wind advise remains in effect for our area today as we'll see partial sun and some cloudiness with temperatures holding fairly steady. Northwest winds will stay at around 20 to 40. For tonight, we'll head back to a low of 14. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 37.
Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Nebraska women move back into the AP Top 25 this morning. They are ranked 24th in the country at 19-6. How about our poll question over the weekend? What should Nerlens Noel do following the season? He is supposed to be the number one pick in the NBA draft out of Kentucky, but tore his ACL last week. 53% of you say he should declare for the NBA draft. 47% said he should come back and get ready by playing another year at Kentucky. Our poll question today at ESPNSuperstation.com is, what was your favorite part of the NBA All-Star Weekend? I saw some of the dunk contest. I heard it wasn't that great. Jeffrey, any?
I didn't watch any of it.
You didn't watch any of it. That's one of the choices. Yeah. That's one of the choices. What was your favorite part? The Rising Stars game? No. Dunk contest, three-point contest, the actual All-Star game, or I didn't watch any of it. Since I saw the three-point contest and some of the actual game, I'm going to go three-point contest. It was pretty cool. They put on quite a show there as it moved along, even though that shouldn't probably win the poll. That's not what it's about. I'll say the three-point contest. The actual game always has some fun moments if you like basketball and the NBA and the athleticism that goes along with it. So vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. The NSAA State Swimming and Diving Championships are this week at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Thursday, girls diving at 9:30. The boys will get going after that at approximately 2 o'clock. The preliminary swimming events on Friday begin at 9 a.m. with the ladies, and the boys will go Friday afternoon at 1:30. And the championships Saturday are at 11 a.m. and once again will be shown on Nebraska Educational Television. Swimming and diving going on this weekend. As far as the wrestling duels, we'll talk more about the matchups and such later in the week. But BNC, they go at 8:30 in the morning, and A&D will begin at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at UNK coming up on Saturday. Well, Doug and Carney, and again, I think I can say Doug Holtmeyer here because he has sent us an email, and many folks know Doug, and of course, his family really big in basketball when he played and with his kids doing some great things now. And he has sent us this email. He goes, I read early this morning about the passing of Ken Clark from a heart attack. I personally do not know any details of his attack, but this brought a flood of emotions on my part after suffering a heart attack called the Widowmaker back on January the 22nd. He goes, this type of heart attack can impact both males and females of any age and happen at any time with little or no symptoms. I personally was blessed to have three individuals placed in my path that Tuesday by the God of my understanding who are in the healthcare profession, from the Overton School nurse who only is in the Overton School on Tuesdays to a former flight attendant nurse who is now a pacemaker representative and another Good Sam Hospital nurse. Those three made crucial decisions that saved my life that day, in addition to having to use the defibrillator that afternoon. There were so many others that I am attempting to say thank you to, from the rescue unit, the Good Sam ER unit, the cath lab at Good Sam, and all the ICU employees at Good Sam. Finally, being in the good hands of cardiologist Dan McGowan of Central Nebraska Cardiology is why I am still here today. A big thank you from Doug Holtmeyer. And just glad, Doug, and anybody else that suffers some health problems or especially heart attacks, things like that, that people are in the right place at the right time. As you could tell, that was kind of the case that day. And just great that Doug is still with us. Always like to see his smile and face at any of the local events, whether it's sporting, high school, college, whatever the case may be. Maybe even stopping by our recruiting tour at the end of the month. Sean Callahan, as you've been hearing, will be in the Tri-Cities with his spring potential Husker stars. He brings out the recruiting video. He talks about spring ball, and he has done it now for a handful of years here in the Tri-Cities. It is February 26th through the 28th, starting on Tuesday the 26th at HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, Wednesday the 27th at Indian Head Golf Clubhouse in Grand Island. You do need to call for some reservations for that event only because that has sold out the last few years. And then Thursday the 28th back in Kearney at Cunningham's Journal gets underway at 6 o'clock each night, brought to you by T&L Irrigation and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And we always look forward to having Sean back in the area. A couple of other sports notes before we roll on out of here today. We have touched on so many items. And again, folks, don't forget, if you're the wrestling fan, free of charge, you can go download and check out the pictures at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com, your local sports on the online for high school sports that we cover and sports all around the state of Nebraska involving area teams and their conference affiliations. Check that out as well. The NFL Combine gets going this week. Brett Maher among those that will be going. Rex Burkhead, Damian Stafford from Nebraska. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Nebraska baseball team went 0-4. A couple games got away from them in the ninth, 2-2. That would look a lot better, but they are 0-4, and they go play Augie Garrido and Texas this weekend. Hey, UNK baseball went 2-1 against Lincoln University, winning 2 over the weekend. They will play at Northwest Missouri State Wednesday and scheduled to go Missouri Southern Friday and Saturday if the snow stays away from that portion of the country. Hastings baseball went 1-2 against Benedictine. Husker men fall to Michigan State on Hall of Fame Day. Played good, Michigan State's just better. That's all there is to it when it comes to that contest. Husker men will host Iowa on Thursday. UNK men and women fall to Fort Hays State. They go to nationally ranked Washburn Thursday and Missouri Southern on Saturday. Hastings College wrapped up the regular season falling to Morningside. They begin the GPAC tournament on Wednesday. The women go right back to Morningside, the number one seed. The men are the sixth seed, and they will play at Midland University. And those games tip off at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Boys sub-district basketball tournaments begin tonight. It'll be St. Paul and Centura at Grand Island Northwest. Also going on tonight, it will be Nebraska Christian and Superior at Sandy Creek. Red Cloud and Harvard play at St. Cecilia. South Loop and Twin Loop at Ord, and SEM and Arcadia will play at Wood River. The rest of the action will continue tomorrow. Tri-City Storm went 1-2 over the weekend, and they're off till Saturday when they take on Green Bay. But they're going to play some outdoor hockey on Wednesday. We'll talk with Kyle Means of the Storm on Wednesday's show to tell you more about that. The Nebraska Danger season gets underway this weekend, and we will be chatting with Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Danger, on tomorrow's show here on ESPN Radio. We've also got some girls basketball coaches as they get ready for their district finals coming up on Friday. A and B begin their district tournaments tomorrow. So we continue a very busy month of February as it flies by, getting ready for the blizzard that is coming in later this week. So keep it here, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We want to thank the state wrestling championship coaches Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island, Darren Garfield of Central City, and Tyler Herman from Amherst, along with Monty Kratzenstein, our former Husker and Husker analyst and co-host on many occasions, for remembering Ken Clark and talking about the Barney Cotton position switch in Lincoln. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.